We've been talking about the hope that we have as Christians that's an anchor for our soul. And we spent some time in the last couple of weeks talking about what the gospel is, and kind of came to the conclusion that it's entirely possible that when we talk about the gospel, we're too limited. We think about the gospel as being the good news that everything has been resolved in Jesus, his death, his burial, and resurrection. But you know, there's more to the gospel than that. Last week we talked about how God is going to, how Jesus is going to return. He's going to establish his kingdom. And part of that, that we talked about last week, is what he says in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, at verse 24, then the end comes, he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he's destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. And he says further that all of us will be glorified as we reign with him in that kingdom. This is the way he says it in Romans, the 8th chapter, and at verse 17. If we're children, then we're heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may share in his glory. And then 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, he repeats this, and this is in the context of the apostle writing to Timothy from a prison cell. And he says, if we endure, we will reign with him. Whatever happens in this life will not prevent us from reigning with Christ. And then he gives us this warning. He says, if we disown him, he'll disown us. As excited as I am about the concept that I can reign with Christ, I know that it's predicated upon me enduring. And the problem that I face, and it may be a problem that everybody else faces, is that I haven't always endured. 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 12. That warning, if we disown him, he'll disown us. We reign with him if we endure. And frankly, I know that I haven't endured. So what do I do now? How do I respond? Matthew, the 18th chapter. Jesus talks to his disciples about overcoming sin. And I think this is really important for, I know it's important for me to understand. I think it's important for everyone. He says in Matthew 18, at verse 15, beginning, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you've won them over. If they'll not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they were still refuse to listen, tell it to the church, and if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would treat a pagan or a tax collector. If your brother sins, go and point out their fault. You know, we were reading in 1 Timothy, the 3rd and 4th chapters this morning in our class, and one of the things that we saw was the apostle telling Timothy all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. And he pointed out in the fourth chapter that we need to do the work to tell other people when they have gotten off track. We need to try to restore them so that they can overcome. And the process is outlined for us here in the 15th chapter. Listening, the person that we're talking to, his listening issues or it results in confession and repentance. Tell your fault, tell the fault to the person who's sinning between the two of you, just the two of you. And if they listen, you've won them over. Listening is repentance. And in James, the fifth chapter, at verse 16, James says, confess your faults or confess your sins to each other. Yes, we can help. We can be involved in bringing people out of their sin. People who are having difficulty enduring. Knowledge of the sin, my knowledge, so that I can go talk to somebody, and repentance might be a matter, importantly, just between the two of you. That's the people that are involved. And if that's the case, then we can restore someone. You know, in the First Corinthians letter, in chapter 5, the apostle talks about a horrible situation that had arisen in Corinth. The man had his father's wife. And he said, you basically turned a blind eye to what's going on. You should not do that. Seek that man to repentance. They did. And in the second Corinthian letter, he talks about how that man needs to be restored so that he won't be overcome by grief. When we recognize that we've not endured, when we recognize that we've let God down, then we need to return to God. Yes. And those of us who have endured need to help the person who hasn't endured. Because knowing that we have not endured can be grief that overcomes us. Confession. When we confess our faults to another, is not a time for another to then further spread the knowledge of my sin. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to help me to overcome. So yes, I will face those difficult times when I have not endured. And you might know about that. Come, talk to me. That's what Matthew 18 says. I have not endured. I have sinned. You know about it. Come and talk to me. Hopefully, I'll repent. And if I do, I'll confess that to you. I will confess my sin. And when I do, help me to overcome. That's the end of the matter. That's not a time for you to then go and say, you're not going to believe what Dean just confessed to me. That serves no purpose. That only creates more grief on my part. And it's likely to create a situation where I will be overcome. And then what have you done? You have, instead of restoring me, you've destroyed me. It's important for us to know how to respond to our own sin, how to respond to someone else's sin, all done within the context of an effort to restore. I know that all of us, at one time or another, have failed to follow Jesus. I know, not because I know your individual circumstance, you don't know my individual circumstance, but I do know that all of us sin. We come short of the glory of God. If we say that we've not sinned, we make God a liar. The truth is not in us. That's what John said. So we know that we've sinned. The question is, how do we deal with it? I hope this helps. I hope that this is an opportunity for us to reflect on what we can do to help other people overcome their sin so that they can reign with God in heaven. What a great blessing that is. What a grand promise it is that we can reign with Him. In spite of our shortcomings.